Happy Memorial Day, sir.
Hey, same to you, Fred.
Good to have you with us. And in the cover story this week in the Las Cruces Sun News business section in today's newspaper, very timely for Memorial Day, some help for veterans who want to start or expand a business.
Yeah, if someone's just getting out of the military or already out and they want to start a small business, or like you said, you know, expand one that they already have or something like that, there's actually a wealth of information and a lot of help out there for them. They can go to one of several places, and here's a couple we've talked about before. The Small Business Development Center here in Las Cruces, and SCORE and West are all three. They help people. They help entrepreneurs, and they specifically can help veterans, too, point them in the right direction, where they can go for certain loan programs that, you know, help veterans, what programs there are for contracting to try to get contracts with the government, that sort of stuff. And, you know, there might be some veteran set-asides or, you know, being a veteran-owned business, you might have a better chance of getting one of those kind of contracts. So I put them in there along with their contact information and their addresses and everything like that. And there's also this thing called the SBA Patriot Express Loan Guarantee Program. So it's Small Business Administration. And what it can do is it can provide a loan up to $500,000 and for veterans. And it can have lower interest rates than what some of the other programs are floating around out there.
Wow.
And again, you know, SCORE and WestCorps and, you know, SBDC can all help you get in touch and fill out the paperwork and go, you know, where you want to go. And from what I understand, the money can be used for pretty much anything, you know, startup or working capital or equipment costs or just about anything you might need to use it for. So it doesn't have to be just for getting your business started. It could be for a variety of areas. So that's another real, you know, helpful little piece of information to know.
Good information, because we do have a lot of service members who are coming back from overseas, and some of them who are starting a new life outside of the military. And so this is a great opportunity for them, particularly in a labor market that, depending on the kind of position that you're seeking, can still be quite tight.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the unemployment rate is higher for veterans, especially more recent veterans.
Mm.
It's almost, you know, up in the close to 9% range.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, and even one of them, they might have an idea. They might have the entrepreneurial spirit and want to start a small business. And, you know, don't go it alone. There's a lot of help out there for vets.
Okay, and we can find the help in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Great stuff. Thanks, Brooke. And we'll move on to the profile now. And you spend some time, obviously, at the farmer's market, because this week the profile is a vendor there. I think you've had a couple of vendors that you've profiled over the last number of months here.
Yeah, if you've ever been down there and seen the Belgian waffles, the truck he has is called La Waffle. Michel Mall, if I said his name completely right, he's told me, but I don't speak, you know, French or Flemish, whatever. But he is from Belgium, actually. And he also lived in Africa for a while, too. And he's come here, and he makes his own Belgian waffles. Mm. And one thing I didn't realize was there's different kinds of Belgian. You know, you think of a Belgian waffle, you think it's probably one kind, but I guess there are different kinds from different parts of Belgium, which sort of makes sense. And he makes his that come with just actual chunks of sugar in them.
Mm.
I know that sounds decadent, and maybe it is, but they're really good.
Ah, so you did a little research here when you were doing the profile.
I've tasted. it tastes very good.
Oh.
But he also said that, you know, he has diabetes, so he's very tuned into, you know, having to be careful and everything, and, you know, the balance between treating yourself once in a while versus, you know, taking care of yourself. And he's a very interesting guy. You know, he was born and raised in the Belgian Congo, and he's gone to chef school in Belgium, and he's worked in you know, different places. He's worked in Las Vegas. He's worked in Santa Fe. And
did he say how it ended up that he came to Las Cruces, New Mexico?
Well, he's sort of retired here.
Oh, okay.
And just decided that this was a place to come.
We're the place to be, no doubt about it. All right.
And he's worked at like Maison de Messier here too and stuff. So.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to reading that today. In the What's New section, speaking of food, a sandwich chain, and it's not Subway, and it's not Quiznos, which we already have, but this is another sandwich chain, one that I know in places where I've lived elsewhere in the country was very popular.
Yeah, and it's not Schlotzky's either, although there's rumors that we might get one of those down the road. But Jimmy John's gourmet sandwiches, of which I have never partaken. So I would like to try them. They have them in Albuquerque.
Mm.
So next time I'm up there, I'm going to have to dig into one, I guess. But Jimmy John's gourmet sandwiches, they say they're very close to announcing, a location here. And they're saying it's going to happen. They've just got the final few permitting and things like that to go through. And the person I spoke to, who's one of the owners, he said that, they want to be open before the school year. So that's moving pretty fast. He wouldn't say a location yet because not all the I's had been dotted and T's crossed, but the city of Las Cruces has told me that they know Jimmy John's has been looking over in the University area, University Avenue area, so which would make a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
So I'll be curious to try that. The Sports Skills Institute has opened. That's the Dickerson Barn thing. I've had a couple things in about that. Over off of Picacho, 3920 Picacho, it's indoor batting cages and training facilities and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Action Equipment Rental, some people might be familiar with. It's been a local company for a good while. They've been bought by a national company called Volvo Rent. So that's another thing I have in there. Perfect Fit, which is an alteration shop, is on North Main, right there at the intersection of Madrid and North Main, across from the library. They've been there for 10 years. Now they're moving to 1140 East Idaho. So it's a place where people can still get their clothes altered and sewed. And in this day and age, you might not think about that, but they do a pretty good business. A lot of people still have that stuff done. And Ceramics Plus, which I've had a couple things in about them, too, and they've gone through a move. Their new location, 125 East Idaho, they're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up here.
Okay.
Real soon.
Lots on East Idaho, and still lots of discontent in the air. And with this being a holiday weekend, lots of folks flying around. In fact, I'm headed to the airport today to take a relative to the airport. And when you are making those reservations, you may find, you tell us in the Babbling Brook, fewer seats.
Yeah, really. Airlines are looking at, and some are even thinking about going forward with, an extra. If you pay an extra fee, you can secure a window or an aisle seat.
Mm.
So if you don't do that, you're stuck in the middle seats all the time, I guess, unless they don't, sell enough window and aisle seats on your particular flight.
A fee for everything.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. How do you get a whole family of three together in the same aisle, If you want to sit next to the 2.5-year-old who's in a very bad mood, go right ahead, I guess.
I'll take the aisle seat, thanks. But I really didn't want to pay extra for it, but I guess I should have expected it, because you got to pay for everything.
You sure do. Sure do.
All right, Brooke. Well, you have a great rest of your holiday weekend.